Joel, I'm just curious. You mentioned Gouley and Hillis are going to be getting in the lineup, and you've been using these young guys. Do you know exactly when you're going to lose them back to juniors?
Yeah, we have idea. All leagues are different, and again, my job is not to divulge what the leagues are doing and are they working. A lot of things in process. So obviously, we have communication with all the leagues, but they're not at the same place, and I don't think all the provinces are in the same place in the WHL. So again, it's not my job to comment when they start, when the guy are gonna go. But the good news is they're targeting to play at one point. But with everything that's happening in the world, a lot of things can change, daily. So I will let them, comment and do their press release when it's time.
Okay. And just, I know you mentioned you have a plan with the veterans, and you've mentioned in week one is different from week two, and you have a plan with the young players. Did any of the young players last week change your plan of how you want to use them?
There's always little change here and there. But not really. The plan was to give the first four games to Teasdale and to have a plan for the four games and six nights. He hasn't played in so long. Last week, he kind of got into him a little bit. Think about it. Guys didn't play for a year. They got to adjust it. He hadn't played in 2 years. I was quite surprised at the way he processed the game. But obviously, it's a lot of hockey, and we had some weeks. So we had a plan to step him aside for tonight's game. So we're doing this. We're letting a little more rest instead of always coming back. And every other young guy, we have somehow of a plan. Can it change from, one game to another, depending on a lot of things that, I'm not always to discuss with you? Yeah, it could. But the big picture has got to stay the same. And one of the big picture is not necessarily the name in the back of the jersey, but it's the workload and how we're going to manage the week with our program that we have and everything that we can use. So we try to stay the guy injury free or in a winning environment so they can perform.
Lastly, Gustav Olofsson has kind of been a forgotten man within this organization, played in the NHL. He's been hurt. He seems to be finding his stride. How have you seen him the first four games?
Well, first of all, I think he's an unbelievable person. He's a guy I respect a lot. And you're right. It was pretty hard for him the last couple of years being hurt. And last year, unfortunately, like a lot of guys, he really took stride in the last month of the season last year. Like he was a beast. He was a force for us in the stretch. And that kind of timing with COVID was bad for everybody. I get it. But for him, it kind of stopped him in a hell of a position where he was climbing and climbing and his game was really sharp and clean. And so it's good for us to have him back and keep working on this. But you're right, he does have NHL attribute, and he's been just a warrior for us in the way that he's believing in what we're doing. He's applying himself, and it's just fun to see him healthy and keep playing and being out there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
First of all, I know you addressed this a little bit in French, but can you confirm who we will see in net tonight? Will you be going back to Caden again, or
no? The plan was to give Caden a few games, and now today we're going to go with Demchenko. He's been good in practice. I feel he's been adjusting well to the North American game. We've seen good things, so it's going to be in net tonight. And it gives us a chance too with like a quick, weekend. And then you have another game on Monday, to work with Caden and other things and with Michael. So it just gave us some time to work. It's good to have games. I get it. People wants to see Caden in games, but he had really good games. We felt the first 2 weeks. So now we just want to take that time to work with him.
Manitoba being such a different kind of opponent than Belleville was. Kevin Lynch was mentioning that even this morning that you were referencing, talking about the importance of puck possession and getting the puck on draws and so forth. What are you expecting to be the biggest challenges facing a team like Manitoba tonight?
Well, at this moment, the biggest challenge is the mirror every morning. It's us versus us, meaning that we have a lot of things to work with the guys, and they have a lot of things that we want to work with them so they become an NHL player. So the opponent is kind of in the way, which is great. And we know we're going to face a good team because Pascal is a good coach and they got a good organization. So it's going to be a different look, different vibe. Now let's see if our player can find solution. Playing in the AHL, it's solution finding. It's all it is. It's all about finding solution because you're playing against bigger, better, faster, more experience. So to have a different opponent, it's going to be a good test for our player to find solution versus a team that will play probably a different style because every team is different. And so it's really what it is, you know, the guys that can find solution that can adjust right away on the fly a little bit and have their foundation as player or even us as a team, that's going to be the challenge day in, day out. But definitely look forward to be on the ice again with the guys every day. You know what, to be honest, every day I wake up, I see my phone, and I see I have a green light on my application, means we're good to go. That's a good day.
Excellent. Thanks, Beaumarch.
Merci. Merci, Amy. Dernière question, Grant McKay. Grant?
Yes. Oh, okay. You didn't mute me. Usually I'm muted. Cam Hillis is, I got to see a lot based out of Ottawa there in the OHL. Rob Ramage couldn't have spoke higher of him last year, especially with a young Guelph team kind of putting him on his back and carrying the team, a lot of character. You've got a lot of natural centermen this year, and just curious about your impressions of him. Kevin Lynch said that he's going to be playing with him tonight. Is the plan to play Cam at center tonight?
Yeah. The plan is to play him at center. Listen, to have a lot of center in the AHL for our organization, it's normal, and for probably a lot of organization. Last year, at one point, I had 10 center, natural sentiment in 12 forward. So it's not unusual. The guys have to learn. And you look at tonight, Blandesi's a center, he plays the wing. Dauphin's a center, he plays the wing. Lynchy's a center, he plays the wing. So a lot of guys will have to play off position when they become pro. That being said, Cam, I'm very impressed the way, you know, he's responded to my challenge. I've challenged him as a centerman. And if sometimes you guys wonder why we play guy, why we don't play them, what there's a strategy behind it. Sometimes we want to give them a little bit more time to acclimate or grow their game. And we do it in practice. As much as playing is really good, sometimes they need to step back, or they need to look, or they need to work on things, because it's not great to put kids in a situation that they might not be ready. So very proud of him. He worked really hard at what we ask, and he acknowledged some of the stuff we worked with him, and he invested a lot of time, and he deserves to play today. That's for sure. And to put him on the wing, I don't think we'd be fair if the young man, right? He's never really played the wing. And I think with his attribute, I like to keep him at center. Obviously, Lynchy's there, can help him out. Lynchy's really good on draws, so it's a good example for him too. And if it becomes a time where you see him on the wing on the draw, it's just because we put Lynchy for a particular situation. But it's not because a guy take a draw that he's automatically a center, and it's not because a winger, a center is on the wing that it's on the wing. I had a discussion last year with some media. They say, oh, you put him on the wing. I didn't put him on the wing. He played center the whole game. He just didn't take draws at time for a different reason. This is a different story. So, no, the plan is to have Ellis at center tonight.
And Gooley, maybe you touch on, like, is the plan to give him, sort of ease him in tonight, being a younger guy? What is the defense pairings tonight, and is Fairbrother playing
it's
again?
It's hard to be honest, it's hard to easy in a defenseman. You can try, and it would work, but it's not like a forward. A defenseman is exposed. A defenseman is the last resource. Defenseman's got to read the play a lot more than forwards. A forward can dictate, and, you know, their mistake is usually not as catastrophic, but in the Gooley case, we're going to turn him loose in the way that we're going to let him play. And again, I said it before, I'll say it again, we all have high expectation. I really like Kevin Gooley, like Caden Gooley as a defenseman. Like, I really like Caden. But we have to let him be a pro. We have to let him play his first game. Is it going to be perfect? Probably not. It's not for anybody or any coach. But the plan is to play him. You know, he's capable of playing the caliber, and it's a process to become a pro. And I was so happy he's starting tonight.
Is Fairbrother playing again?
Yeah, the plan is to play Fairbrother. We liked what we saw last game, and there's a strategy there to kind of give him a couple of games to, you know, if the WHL start again. The poor kid hasn't played that much the last few years. He was injured and banged a lot. He kind of fall in the category of Teasdale, where he missed a lot of hockey when the season was playing, and then COVID comes. So, you know, we felt a couple of games in a row, you know, to get some mileage under him. We thought he did fairly well in the game he did the other day. So anyway, we'll go with that. Thanks.
Merci, coach.
Merci.
Merci à tous. Bonne fin de journée.